Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. You guys know me, I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you are in for a great treat. We started our stress management series, and this is actually a continuation of that, but I wanted to refocus our attention on killing stress, right? Knocking it out of the park. We are refocusing our energy on things that matter. And so this is going to go into goal setting. But please note, this is going to be transformational for women. This is going to be transformational for women. And anyone who's listening to this, I recommend that you listen to it all the way to the very end. A lot of times when people mention goal setting or goals, it can sit at a very surface, basic, and standard level. Today, we are going to go deeper in preparation for your 2020. And I am so thrilled to have the opportunity to walk out this self-care healing journey with you. You're in the right place. And so, without further ado, as always, let's get this thing started out right with a little bit of spoken word. This year, I am committed to myself, the blessing, the goodness, and wealth God placed inside of me. This year, I denounce fear and self-doubt, and I walk the unique path God has for me. This year, it is unacceptable to look back, turn back, or pull myself back into old habits, ways, or into distractions. This year, every step is forward, every moment is appreciated, and life is embraced with the spirit of gratitude and the understanding that I am favored by the God Most High to fulfill a purpose and to lead an unbelievable destiny. I breathe. Amen. I breathe. Allow me to share that piece with you. I just love starting our discussions out with spoken word. It's just a great way to prepare our heart and mind for healing. So I hope that you enjoyed it just as much as I did. And as always, let's do our healing pledge so that we commit to ourselves this time and this space as safe. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not judging myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say, and I hope that you were saying that with me because this is the healing room, right? This is the place where we can do just that. So, let's dive in. I am so excited for today's discussion, and I just know that this is such a fundamental place for us to go. If you are someone who has goals for 2020, has considered setting goals for 2020, and really wants to up level in multiple areas in their life, really wants to be a goal achiever, these fundamentals are going to be necessary for you to take on as you do that prep work or as you begin to be the person today that you're describing in your goals for 2020. Are you ready? So let's first talk about past goals and let's look at perception, right? Let's talk perception. Ladies, it is so vital that you acknowledge your current victory in this season. It is so vital that you go into 2020 feeling victorious and knowing that you are accomplished. Ladies, it is so important that you are valuing yourself appropriately. So how are we going to do that? Normally, it's done by pulling out your list of goals that you set for 2019 and stating whether you accomplished them. That's normally where people start in any workshop, in any session, in any group. How much were you able to accomplish in 2019 based off the goals that you set for this year? Okay, we're not going to do that today, right? Because a lot of times measuring yourself by what you didn't do is not an accurate value determinator. Measuring yourself by what you did not do is not accurate, especially based off a list of 10 or 11 or 5 or 7 things. Okay, so what we're going to do is a simple exercise. Obviously, if you're driving, you're not going to be able to do this on the road. I don't recommend that you do this while you're on the road, but go with me. And of course, you can always do this exercise when you're sitting down, but it needs to be done at a time where you can truly focus and give yourself 5 minutes for this. Okay, so you're going to take out a sheet of paper and you're going to grab a pen. Okay, and I want you to take this really short 5 minute exercise very seriously and not cut out a piece here and a piece there and a piece there. I want you to trust me. That's what I'm saying. I want you to trust me in this because it is going to give you value, right? It is going to give you exponential value, and it is going to be a huge part of the preparation for your 2020. So write a list of 10 things from 2019, this current year, that you accomplished. 10 things that you accomplished, right? I want you to begin this now, right? You need to be sitting down. It needs to be 5 minutes where you can truly focus with a spirit of gratitude and a mind seeking excellence to write these 10 things down that you did this year. Okay, 10 things. Now, as you begin to write each one of these things down, I want you to say to yourself, I am victorious and I accomplish things. I am victorious and I accomplish things. I am victorious and I accomplished this. Right? You have to tell your mind the truth about yourself. And your mind will believe what it is that you have decided is your truth. Your spirit will get on board. Your subconscious will get on board. Your body will get on board. But you have to accept it first. So you're writing down these 10 things. And every time you write that thing down, you're going to say, I am victorious. I accomplish things. Okay. Now, as you begin to write this list down, and you can pause this discussion for the next few minutes. This exercise should take no longer than 5 minutes, okay? Maybe give yourself a little bit of extra wiggle room, but this is a 5 minute exercise, so you can pause this discussion for that time as you write these things down. And maybe right now you're thinking them out loud, that's okay. Just be sure that you go back and you write it down. Okay, trust me in this. Even if you're not writing it down right now, go back and write it down. Now, next to each of those 10 things, are you listening? Next to each of those 10 things, I want you to acknowledge the steps that it took for you to accomplish that. Now, this can be something that you think out loud, right? So you're reading it and then you pause at the end of that thing and you say, what did I do on a weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, bi-weekly, daily basis? What did I do to accomplish this? Maybe number one is that you paid your rent for the full year. Maybe you paid your rent for 8 months out of the year. Maybe you paid your rent for 5 months out of the year. I don't know. What did it take for you to accomplish that? And we say, oh, well, I just got this job and then I had the job and that was that. No. And some of you may be saying, well, why am I using such a simple example? I don't want to lose anyone, right? So if you bought 2 houses this year, if you bought 3 houses this year, fill in the blank with wherever you are right now. I'm going to use this example. So what did you have to do to pay your rent? Oh, well, I got this job thing. No, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. You ready? You interview for a position. Maybe you started a business. I don't know. You interview for a position. You came, you were polished and professional, and you were on time. You had come to that interview with 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years of experience on your resume, right? You were offered the job. Maybe you negotiated a salary. I don't know. Maybe you got a raise 6 months in too. I don't know. Then every day, Monday through Friday, you woke up in the morning, took yourself to this job. And then because of that, you received a paycheck on the first of the month. Not only that, during the times where you were stressed out, you were overworked or overwhelmed, you persevered. You did not walk off the job, right? Or you did not attack your colleague or your coworker or your boss, whatever it is. You persevered, you pushed through, and you did this Monday through Friday every week of every month of the year, and you called off, what, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks vacation. I don't know. Write down the specific steps that allowed you to pay your rent, and then say, I am victorious. I accomplished things. You see how we're giving weight to this? We're giving weight to this truth. We're giving weight to your abilities. We're giving weight to your value. Your value has to be accurately measured, not by what you didn't do, but by what you have done. Okay. As you go through your list, you're going to do each and every one of those things, 1 through 10, just the same way. Identify the steps. You said, well, I lost 10 pounds this year. Well, how did you lose 10 pounds? Well, I didn't work out as much as I should. No. Well, I was supposed to. No. How did you lose 10 pounds this year? You may say, well, every week I cut back 200 calories. I didn't think it was much at the time, but even when I missed the gym and I missed this, I cut back 200 calories every week, and it started to add up. Some weeks I would do 300 calories just by default because I was so used to doing 200 calories. It's like, whew, over 300 days out of the year. Okay. 12 months out of the year. And every week you cut back 200 plus calories. That's how you lost 10 pounds. Wow. Now we're adding a weight to your accomplishment. Now we're adding a weight to your value. Now we're adding a weight to your truth, which is, I am victorious. I accomplish things. Write down those specific steps and do not hop over it by saying, I did this. Ladies, it is important for you to understand that you are victorious and that you accomplish things. And it is vital that you go into 2020 victorious. Victorious. Can I share a quote with you? This quote is by Tony Robbins, and it says this: setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. Tony Robbins. Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. Tony Robbins. I'm going to talk a little bit about making the invisible feel visible. And there's a reason that I have not asked or requested you to write any goals down for 2020. Because you cannot live in the invisible. It's important that you not attempt to live in the invisible when it comes to your goals. Let me tell you why. If you go into 2020 saying, okay, by 2022, I want to be this, or in 2020, I am going to be healthy and lose 50 pounds, or in 2020, I am going to be this person, okay? When you say things like that, what you're telling yourself is, I currently am not. When you say things like that, what you're telling your mind, your body, your subconscious, your conscious, your space, your spirit, you're telling yourself, I am not. And you're getting your mind and your body and your spirit in alignment with that not thing. Now, someone would say, Oh, MC, you're going too far with this. You're losing me. I don't want to lose you, ladies, because I think that this is so transformational for women and anyone who is listening to this. This is transformational. But a lot of times as ladies, we can demur ourselves because we think in culture we're celebrated for that. And when you kind of put yourself in a lower place than what you should be, it becomes harder. You can become less effective in moving forward with the boldness and the identity of feeling capable. Okay. So I'm going to use health as an example, but fill in the blank with anything. I just think that the health example is very, anyone can visualize this for themselves. So number one, with health, I'm going to lose this weight or I'm going to gain this muscle. Whatever season you're in, right? You may want to put on muscle. In 2020, I am going to have a healthy lifestyle. Okay, so the truth is, you don't need 2020 to be health. You can say right now, I am health. Now, this example applies to anything, so I want you to really lean in here. I want you to really lean in here. You can say this right now, I am health. Okay, all right, so she says she's health. How do healthy people act? What do healthy people read? What do healthy people do in the morning? What do healthy people eat? What type of places do healthy people go? What types of things do healthy people do with their body? What types of places do healthy people find themselves? What types of podcasts do healthy people listen to? What types of food are healthy people more likely to purchase? Now, these are just questions to get your mind working. This is not something where you need to go and do all of these things tonight or tomorrow. These are the types of things to get your mind working. What types of places do healthy people gather? What types of information do healthy people glean from, right? What types of thoughts do healthy people have, right? So when you say, I am health, you start looking for areas to shift your mind. Now, sometimes people say mindset and people get lost in that. Well, I don't understand what mindset is. And I understand what being transformed by the renewing of your mind is. I understand that, but I don't understand what mindset is. Let me tell you this. When you take on a new mindset, when you renew your mind, you think differently, you believe differently. Guess what? You act differently. You go to different places. You buy differently. You speak differently. You are different. That's how it works. Plain and simple. And so when you begin to say, I am, you can wake up tomorrow. Now lean into this, because I know sometimes in this specific place, it can be kind of hard to hear and you may want to reject it. But if you lean in for the next 3 minutes, I think you can have a breakthrough here. You can wake up tomorrow morning and say, okay, I am healthy. I said last night I am healthy when I was listening to MC on the Healing Room. And we were having that discussion. I am healthy. I decided I am healthy. In the morning, I am healthy. Now I'm thinking like healthy people and I'm living like healthy people and I'm doing things that healthy people do. So I'm going to drink water and I'm going to have a healthy breakfast. Then you know what? Before I go to work, I'm going to go for a healthy walk. Yeah. And then when you're at work and they bring in different food, or you're a business owner and you're wondering, what am I going to eat? You're selecting the healthy portions. You see greasy burgers and chips and greasy fries and greasy this and greasy that. And because you're a healthy person, you're looking at that and you're thinking, you have a new thought, right? You're thinking a new thought. That doesn't really align with me. You know why? I am health. I'm not going to choose that as my meal. I am health. So now you've selected a healthy meal. And then maybe later that evening you think, maybe I can do some stretches for bed. I wonder what's on YouTube for free where I can do to stretch my body. I am health. So now you've had a full day in 2019 believing, acting, speaking, doing healthy things. So you don't even need 2020 to become health, right? And in that one day, you probably burned an extra 200 calories and your meals were probably much more healthy for your body. Therefore, you can process the meal and things are not getting stuck in your colon. Sometimes it's not even about the calories. If something is getting stuck in your colon, they're getting stuck in your stomach, it's not processing. You can apply that same logic to anything. I am a six-figure business owner. I am a business owner. I am fill in the blank. I am fill in the blank. I am fill in the blank. Well, how does this type of person do? How do successful people act? What do successful people read? Where do successful people go? And you don't have to even create a huge list about this. All you have to do is just start thinking the thoughts, and your mind will start to tell you, because the truth is we are very intellectual beyond our wildest dreams. Your mind will start to fill in those blanks for you. Sometimes you can do this exercise, and whether you're a creative, maybe you're an actor, maybe you're a dancer, those in the creative field who are entrepreneurs, sometimes you can do this in regards to your creative field, and you will start to see different areas and things in your life that you've missed. You start to realize maybe you haven't really been saying, I am an actor and I am a dancer. What you've been really saying is, I am maybe good enough. You might have been saying to yourself, I am okay, or I am hoping for this audition, but you haven't been claiming that you are an actor. And when I use the word claiming, what I'm saying is, once you decide that that's a part of your identity, it will be, period. Then it becomes less about the audition and it becomes more about the stage you build for yourself, right? It becomes less about if you get this one job as a dancer and more about the dance that you're building on a daily basis and giving to the world, whether that's at local schools, whether that's at charity events, whether that's on YouTube, whether that's you decide to do dance therapy. You can decide, I am a dancer and this is what I'm going to do. And I'm actually going to make money at it this month before 2020. And you can find a way to make money as a dancer. Now, I'm not telling you that overnight you're going to be bringing in full-time income from dancing, but I'm saying it is possible. And so even as creatives, if you say this and do this exercise, very simply remove health and put in whatever it is that you need to, you will start to see gaps and holes in your life that maybe without doing this exercise, you've left there. For example, some people may utilize the health example and say, I never thought that it could be that simple. I never thought that I could become health tomorrow and every day after that. But you can. And so I want to give you this mindset. Before you mindfully start to develop goals, because if you have this mindset, your goals will drastically change. So I have so much more content to share with you on this very important topic. And I can see now that a lot of it I'm going to have to give you on the next discussion because it's so good. And I do not want you to miss a single theme, a single fundamental understanding of the content that I'm bringing to you. I want to share a quote with you as we start to wrap up our discussion and still have a spirit of inspiration as we're inspired to go into 2020, but even more importantly, as we're inspired to go into today. This is a quote by Aretha Franklin, and it says this: sometimes what you're looking for is already there. Aretha Franklin. Sometimes what you're looking for is already there, Aretha Franklin. For many of you, and I would say for every one of us in this healing room, what we're hoping to pop up in 2020 is right here at our feet today. What we're hoping for, longing for, waiting for maybe God to drop down upon us is already here, right here. Right now, I think Aretha is saying such a profound thing in such a simple way. Sometimes what you're looking for is already there. Sometimes that next big buildup, right? That breakthrough that you're looking for. Maybe you are praying, say, God, I need a breakthrough. I need something different, right? Or maybe you're not a praying person. Maybe you just stepped out on your patio and you did one of those. If anybody's listening, I got to figure something's not quite right. I got to figure out how to balance my life. I feel overwhelmed, or I'm just exhausted all the time. Or maybe you had an exceptional year and you're trying to figure out, okay, what is it that I did differently this year that I didn't do the year before? Just trying to find it. Well, I don't think that it's a mistake you're here in the healing room. I don't think it's a mistake that you clicked on this particular discussion. I don't think it's a mistake that you're hearing my voice right now and that we're doing this very real work that you and I both know that needs to be done. As a self-care healing coach and the work that we do here in the healing room, it is transformational. The self-care healing that happens in here is unbelievable. Okay? And this discussion is for women who have found themselves in a culture of pleasing, prioritizing, and giving out her pearls to everybody else but herself. Here in this healing room, we can refocus and do the healing work. And I want to encourage you that if this is something that you've needed, this is something that you've kind of longed for or prayed for, reach out to me. The link is in the details section, mcwrights.com/contact. Reach out to me and let's do the healing work that you need, not in February of 2020, not in March of 2020, but right now. And let me share this particular image with you, and I want you to utilize it as you go into this holiday season. Sometimes we say that we need one thing and we need something else. Sometimes we say we need business strategy or business coaching, or we need a husband, or we need to find a spouse, we need a friend, we need a new church home, we need more money. And then you bring someone on in your life to try to lead you to that goal that you want, right? You try to get something to get you to that place. But a lot of times that need or that desire is not really connected to the thing you want. It's connecting to something deeper in you. And so I want you to have this image in your mind of having shades on, right? You've got these big black shades over your eyes. And you're flailing your hands trying to get someone to come and help you and show you how to do this in your business. Or you want to find that husband. Maybe you want help, you know, finding a new church home or finding a new temple or finding a new place to live. And you're flagging someone down trying to get you to help you get there. And you have these big black shades on and it's nighttime. The type of work that I do is, instead of grabbing your hand and leading you to the place that you want to get to, I grab your shades and I ask you, do you mind if I remove these glasses from your face? I wait for your response. And if you say yes, the glasses are removed. I want you to see this image. I want you to visualize this image. Take a deep breath with me. The glasses are removed from your face and I put them down. And you realize you don't need guidance to that place. All you needed to do was take the glasses off so that you could see. So the image is going from hold my hand, help me get there, right? Gotta find that husband, gotta find that new job, gotta find that new business, gotta make more money, gotta get to this new place, gotta figure out how to be successful, gotta become famous, gotta do this, gotta do that, to how do I learn to see? How do I take this thing off that's blocking my vision so I can see the clear path to be anything I want to be? I pray that blesses your life. That is what the healing room is for, so that it continuously blesses you over and over and over and over and over. or again. And if you would like to contribute to these discussions, there is a link in the details section where you can support. This is absolutely free content that is listened to in over 12 countries throughout the world, throughout the globe. And again, mcwrites.com/contact. If you would like to work with me personally and you feel like you're ready to take the glasses off. Well, that's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And until next time, every Thursday, I so look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room. I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.